KJZZ's Sun Up is supported by Banner Health, Arizona's largest nonprofit healthcare system. Last year, Banner reinvested more than $1.1 billion in community health and charity care. Banner Health, nonprofit for Arizona. BannerHealth.com/nonprofit for AZ.
Hey, this is KJZZ's Sun Up, your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day to you. This podcast we bring you daily is a digest of the Arizona news reported by our KJZZ news team. Thursday, June the 11th, we are Friday adjacent indeed. Let's keep that in mind as we head into the day. And here comes a check of the news. Well, a bipartisan state budget plan puts a three-year moratorium on new tax breaks for data centers in Arizona. The politics team at the Capitol starts her coverage with Cameron Sanchez, who reports it's a win for Democrats.
Arizona has offered tax breaks to data centers since 2013, but recent widespread concern about the energy and water use of those data centers have made some legislators reconsider the value of the incentives. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs proposed eliminating them altogether at the beginning of the year. The three-year moratorium is a compromise. Republican David Livingston says it doesn't make much of a difference.
All the existing data centers that have been built and the ones that are building and the ones that have been approved but haven't started yet are grandfathered in. I don't think it's a big policy gain or loss.
The moratorium is expected to save the state about $12 million over the next year, which is small in the grand scheme of the state budget. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Arizonans won't have to refile their taxes this year thanks to a bipartisan budget deal, which matches state tax policy to federal reforms. The state budget will include massive tax cuts implemented on the federal level by the Trump administration. Democratic Senator Mitzi Epstein says continuing to slash taxes is unsustainable.
Arizona is spiraling downward in revenue, and that means we're spiraling downward for the people of Main Street, because less revenue means less pay for teachers and less pay for DD caregivers and less pay for the people of Arizona to put food and dinner on the table.
The state tax policy for next year will have some tweaks, which will mainly affect people who itemize their deductions. Well, Colorado River experts were in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday to speak with senators about the state of the region's water crisis. As Alex Hager reports, the water supply is shrinking, and state officials are running out of time to issue a new plan for the river.
The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, which includes Arizona's Ruben Gallego, heard from federal water managers. Andrea Travnik with the Bureau of Reclamation says she'd prefer that state leaders agree on a plan for sharing the Colorado River, but
if they can't move their stakes to get closer, we are going to have to make the decision, and the federal government is prepared to do that.
The feds are likely to get sued by the states if they move forward with their own rules. The deadline for a new plan is about a couple months away, and states are letting that messy court battle get closer to reality. Alex Hager, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, after almost a year of the U.S. banning livestock from Mexico to protect against the New World screwworm, Mexico is now blocking livestock imports from the U.S. From the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Nina Krivinsky has the latest.
The move from Mexico, in coordination with USDA, comes as cases of the flesh-eating parasite continue to grow in the United States. The U.S. barred cattle from Mexico for most of the last year, as authorities in both countries worked to stop the northward spread of the New World screwworm. Now, Mexico is halting most livestock imports from the United States. It says the move will protect northern Mexican states where the parasite hasn't been reported, like the state of Sonora, south of Arizona. The ban does not include dogs, but Mexico says Mexican and U.S. authorities have agreed to strengthen inspections for companion dogs crossing from the United States into Mexico. Nina Krivinsky, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.
Arizona's Democratic lawmakers say the new bipartisan budget proposal includes funding to offset the impact of federal changes to Medicaid and food assistance programs. We go back to the politics team, and Wayne Shutsky has more on that.
Since President Trump and congressional Republicans approved changes to SNAP food assistance last summer, more than half of Arizona's food stamp recipients have been removed from the program. House Minority Leader Oscar De Los Santos says the new budget includes money to mitigate the effect of those changes and modifications to Medicaid eligibility.
So what this budget does is it invests about $21 million to hire new staff at Access in the Department of Economic Security to help Arizonans navigate this new H.R. 1 disaster that Donald Trump has put in place.
De Los Santos says the budget proposal also includes $11 million for rural hospitals affected by federal funding changes approved last year. Wayne Schutzke, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Some education news now. A former Centennial High School student has filed a $20 million notice of claim against the Peoria Unified School District. That move is a precursor to a lawsuit. As Bridget Dowd reports, he alleges district leaders did not protect him from sexual abuse by school employees.
Two now former teachers are accused of sexual conduct with the same teenage boy. The scandal has led to heated school board meetings, the resignation of the high school's principal, and other leadership changes. Addressing the governing board this week, Ryan Leducer, who was supposed to be the next interim superintendent, said he was pushed out of the role. A parent recorded a video of his statement.
On Sunday, May 17th, the school district attorney, Susan Siegel, called me and threatened me that if I didn't resign and go away quietly, there would be issues.
The district says Leducer contacted the district's attorney that day for sample language to inform the board that he would not be moving forward with the role and later sent a written withdrawal. Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Advocates say a bipartisan state budget proposal does not include funding for a program providing independent oversight at group homes for Arizonans with developmental disabilities. The program was created in 2022 after an incapacitated resident of Hacienda Healthcare Facility was raped repeatedly and impregnated by a nurse. House Minority Leader Oscar De Los Santos says Democrats are working on the issue. Republican Representative David Livingston says nothing's off the table until lawmakers take a final budget vote, but
I thought I made it very clear to members that it could be very difficult for any changes. And if we do any changes, the governor, the Senate president, speaker have to approve it.
Livingston says he doesn't know why the funding wasn't included in the bipartisan budget plan. A new quarterly report finds solar and battery storage accounted for over 90% of all new energy build-out nationwide. That's despite federal changes from the Trump administration rolling back incentives for solar expansion. Greg Hawney has more on how solar has grown here in Arizona.
The Solar Energy Industries Association says Arizona was among the top 10 states with the most solar energy build-out in the first quarter of the year by adding about 340 megawatts. That's enough energy to power more than 50,000 homes. Overall, Arizona ranks fourth nationally for total solar capacity at nearly 12,000 megawatts. California and Texas have the highest solar capacities in the country, both at about five times that of Arizona's. A separate report from the think tank Ember found that in May, solar provided more energy than coal for the first time nationwide. Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A member of the Deer Valley Unified School District Board is facing growing calls to resign after giving a Nazi salute at a recent meeting. Community members packed another school board meeting Tuesday to participate in public comment. The board member, Kimberly Fisher, was then allowed to make a brief statement.
My action was nothing more than calling out the dictatorship that we have been dealing with, not for just the one meeting, but for the 3.5 years.
Fisher walked out of the meeting when her mic was cut off for going over the time limit she was given. She says she has no plans to resign. Well, later this month, ASU Army ROTC students will be traveling to Poland in hopes of bringing home the remains of missing in action service members from World War II. Rich Ingleby is the director of the Arizona Center for Missing in Action, which supports the research and recovery of missing U.S. military personnel. He says one of the MIA is from Arizona.
And we're able to switch another school with ASU so that we could get somebody from our state to help bring home one of our own. We thought that was critical and important to do that. So this particular one is a really, really special mission.
Ingleby says there are roughly 81,000 service members from across the country are listed as MIA, most from World War II. In sports, baseball, Diamondbacks lose again in Miami. This time they're shut out by the Marlins, 8-0 last night. A 6-run fourth inning sunk D-backs starter Ryan Nelson. Arizona managed to 6 hits. They suffered their 9th loss in their last 12 games. D-backs try to avoid the sweep in Miami this afternoon, a game that starts at 10 a.m. Arizona time. Basketball, the Mercury try to get back in the win column tonight in Dallas against the Wings. Phoenix is 4-9 on the season after a loss in San Francisco on Tuesday. And that will do it for this edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast. This Thursday, June the 11th. I'm Phil Latzman. Thanks so much for being with us. And we'll do it all again tomorrow. Talk to you then.